Our top story, a unanimous ruling from the state Supreme Court this morning upholds Wisconsin's constitutional ban on gay marriage, approved by voters in a referendum in November of 06. Joining us live now is longtime Capitol reporter Dick Wheeler, president of the Wheeler Reports. Dick, you've had a chance to briefly review the opinion. Why did justices reject this challenge from a UW Oshkosh professor?
The answer to your question is they could have ducked the whole thing by simply saying that McConkie didn't have standing to sue on this issue. But they said that they sympathized with the argument that all voters are harmed by an amendment invalidly submitted to the people, and decided that even though they don't think McConkie might have had standing to sue, they would decide the issue anyhow. They concluded, as the Dane County Circuit Court did, that the marriage amendment and the ban on civil unions or similar language was sufficiently closely related that it was a single amendment, not to be confused with submitting two separate constitutional changes, neither affecting the other in a single amendment.
Okay, so close enough, the questions were close enough to amount to basically one issue.
That is exactly what they said.
Are you surprised, Dick, that it was unanimous? We don't find, on key issues like this and controversial issues like this, often the court is pretty sharply divided.
Well, the court is usually divided on these kinds of issues, but they fall back on one of their precedents that says that if constitutional amendments are so closely related that they both affect the same issue, then they are okay. And that is exactly what they did here. They looked back and said, well, we've said that you can have two issues in the same amendment so long as they're related. In this case, the ban on gay marriage and the ban on legally recognized same-sex arrangements are sufficiently closely related that they could decide it. They chose to decide, they said, we believe the unique circumstances of this case render the merits of McConkie's claim fit for adjudication. And then they went back to precedent and said, oh, by the way, we've already decided this.
Okay. And it was, as we say, unanimous. Dick Wheeler from the Wheeler Report.
Surprisingly, the opinion is by Justice Gableman, who's in his first year on the court. And this is a major opinion for a freshman to be writing.
It is. Thanks again, Dick Wheeler from the Wheeler Report, for that report.